It is Midnight Caller with Rory Smith to talk about Sunday, in a sense, but also what happens next, to talk about Atletico Madrid. Rory is in Madrid at the time of recording to talk about Real Madrid, who recently beat Paris Saint-Germain and are optimistic they will find their way through against Chelsea at this point at the time of recording. You'll know the answer on release as to whether or not that happened. To talk about the fact that Sunday was a fantastic game of football. It really was. It was about as good as games of football can get. But what it wasn't, Rory, and what Manchester City's approach wasn't, was the idea that the football was beautiful. And I don't mean this as a criticism. I'll say it again. It was a fantastic game of football. And for 45 minutes, Manchester City absolutely terrified the life out of Liverpool. I think we can all be honest enough to admit that. The one thing that, therefore, if you said that would have happened, you would have acted as though they'll have played their lovely, intricate passing patterns to find lots and lots of ways to make Liverpool's lives difficult. And they did pass the ball at times very, very well indeed, Manchester City. The quality of football was second to none. But we have this thing, I think, around Manchester City, around Pep Guardiola's teams and a few other teams, that if it's not beautiful, it's not what they normally do. And most definitely Sunday was not beautiful.
Yeah, I would question that. This sounds really Ponty, and it may be because I got up at 3:30 this morning. But I kind of question the concept of beauty as as being a fixed and static thing. I might be being contrary here. I'm not convinced. Certainly, the first half I thought on Sunday didn't. I was actually sat right in front of Ian Dennis from the BBC at the Etihad, and he was. That, you know, there was a lot of kind of, this is the greatest game, you know, the best game, best domestic game in the world, as you said on Five Live, Neil, so eloquently a couple of hours before the game. You know, it is the biggest single domestic fixture of the season, without a shadow of a doubt, just because of the situation. All that talk about kind of whether Liverpool and City was the best and biggest rivalry of the Premier League era, I thought kind of missed the point almost.
It absolutely did, and it always does.
That was such an irrelevance to what the game was. It just seemed such a. I don't want to blame Carra, because I can see why Carra did his column, and it was totally valid to do that column. And I wouldn't, you know, it's up to him what his opinion is. You can't quibble with a man's sincerely held opinion, but well, you can if that opinion is based on disinformation. But that's not the case here. But it just seemed to sort of skew the debate completely into, is this better than Man United Arsenal?